tonight would exempt only three existing high-end cigar lounges. A report prepared for the City Council cites the city's advocacy of healthy living and outlines the extensive adverse effects of tobacco use. Find more news at onenewsnow.com.
AFR's own J.J. Jasper is a morning on-air personality, author, comedian, Christian, and family man. J.J.'s also a keynote speaker at banquets, men's ministry events, pregnancy center fundraisers, and more. Here's what others are saying.
J.J. helped us set a record for the most funds raised at our banquet.
This banquet was our best banquet ever, thanks to J.J. Jasper.
Information on J.J.'s availability to speak at your event is at jjjasper.com.
The Bible. It's the Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. This sacred book is living and active and contains all that's needed for life and godliness. Stay with American Family Radio for the next hour as we study God's Word and take your Bible questions. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
Good afternoon and welcome to Exploring the Word. On American Family Radio, I chuckle because in our studio, we have Terry and Barbie Franklin with us today, and we were just chatting, and Brent, the producer, is trying to flag me down, and I saw a yellow flag come out of his pocket for too much talk, you know, or delay of game. Delay of game something. Well, guys, joining us, Alex, are you at home today?
No, I'm actually in Colorado.
All right, so from Colorado, we have Alex McFarland.
Hi, everybody.
Howdy, howdy.
Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah.
All right.
Greetings from a mile above sea level.
Oh, man. Hope you didn't have to go jogging today or anything.
No, because I would get swimmy headed.
Yes.
But it's great to be with everybody on Exploring the Word.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, I'm in for Bert Harper, who is out and about this week and has some different things going on and spending some quality family time, as if memory serves. And so it's my privilege to be in studio with you guys today, and of course with Alex. And so, Alex, one of the things that we're going to talk about is probably one of the things that AFA is best known for, and that's traditional marriage.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm.
You know, and Terry and Barbie go around the country, and they do different seminars for marriage. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you guys are still booking dates for marriage seminars. Is that correct?
We are.
Yes, indeed.
All right. And you can find out information on that at lovesings.com. Love Sings, plural. They have more than one song, right? So, lovesings.com there for information on the ministry of Barbie and Terry Franklin. Well, one of the other things we're going to talk about today is, of course, the Love Sings Project. That you guys, pardon me, not only was the outside phone ringing, my.
Don't you love that?
So, and if, anyway, you can get a copy of Love Sings, and it is a six-week video curriculum, and it has a discussion guide along with it, and so you can find out information on that at afastore.net. Before we get to that, though, guys, just real quick, would you, Barbie, pray for this program,
yes,
and that people who are listening would be touched about what we're going to talk about with marriage. Mm-hmm. Would you do that?
Yes. Father, we just thank you for this program and this ministry, the Exploring the Word program, and just all of the AFA staff here and the radio network. Father, we just thank you that you are concerned about each and every one of us, that you have numbered the hairs on our heads. And Father, I just pray that you would just minister to each person that is listening in right now, that you would reveal to them how much you love them and want them to thrive. If they're married, in their marriages, if they're just raising a family or single, Lord, that you care about every detail of their lives. Father, I pray that you would bless each person. Mm-hmm. And that you would just sprinkle us with your blood as we talk over these radio airwaves to make a difference in not only everyone else's lives that are listening, but that we would even be quickened in our spirits. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah. Alex, before this program, you and I was joking around with you, and asked you if you believed in the marriage between one man and one woman, and your reply was one man, one woman, one lifetime.
Amen.
That's a good way to say it.
It really is, isn't
yeah,
it? I like that.
Yeah.
And you know, that is the core value of the ministry. This is the American Family Association. But besides the Word of God, you know, studies show that people are the most happy, the most fulfilled, frankly, the most financially stable. There's so many wonderful outcomes when you have a stable marriage and a stable family life, a home, over the decades. And so, yes, we are champions for the family, and I know Barbie and Terry are too.
Amen.
Yep, we believe that you know, the family unit, and there's so much coming against right now our families in this country right now, and really around the world. But and our marriages are, you know, obviously key to that, and we just we need to pray. I was glad that Jim ask us to pray, because mm-hmm. we need to do that more than...
Yeah.
And God is the one that established the family.
Right. He sure did.
And marriage.
And marriage.
Yeah.
And guys, I like the way you said that, because he is the one that established marriage. All we're trying to do is reinforce what he taught us.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So break down the it's a DVD series, by the way. I didn't mention that a moment ago, but it is a DVD series, two disc. I believe
yes,
are in there.
Two discs.
And so this morning you did devotion for us, and that was Terry that did the devotion for us this morning. Barbie helped out as well. I want to be clear about that before I get in trouble. And I did, you know, I think that today's the first day I've ever seen you play the violin.
Really?
Yeah, so you did really well.
Well, thank
and
you.
And so we enjoyed that immensely, a time of worship. But one of the things that you guys talked about is how the disc is broken down.
Right.
And Alex, if you haven't seen it, it's broken down similar to the way that you would break down a music project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start with the tune-up.
Right.
And so that's the way you start your seminars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the way this project was started, just simply tuning up.
Right.
And one of the things that I always enjoy about our devotions is that it kind of tunes us up
right.
for the day. And we are privileged to work at a place that gives us that opportunity. So tune us up. Tell us a little bit about this project and why it's important for Sunday schools or small group studies to take advantage of this.
Yeah, it can be used for small groups. Individuals can use it. There's six parts, and each part is a standalone part that they last about 35 to 40 minutes mm-hmm. each in length. And like you say, we start with tuning up your marriage. The second session, we talk about the lyrics of love, which is God's Word. God's Word is a foundation. So
applying
we're trying to build
to
a foundation.
Our needs in our marriage.
Yeah. And then the beauty of blending, learning how to work with each other.
Mm-hmm.
In a song, you know, if you've got a singing group, you always have somebody that's singing the melody,
right.
which in that case is leading, and then the harmony parts support that melody. So you can kind of see where we're going with that. But we kind of, we take it a different direction because many of the times, let's say I'm leading mm-hmm. and Barbie's blending with me. And she's done that very well musically when we've done stuff. But some of the times we reverse that. Some of the times she's singing melody. People notice that in our songs.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain areas of our lives, for instance, decorating our house. You don't
now,
want
wait,
me, Jim.
I was
you don't
say.
Want me, Alex. You don't want me decorating anything. No, it's not. I can't even dress myself.
No.
Whatever I'm wearing, it's probably something she's picked out.
Or, you know.
So she's on melody. She's leading in that.
Right.
And our relationship mm-hmm. is better because of it. So.
And every couple has different things that, you know, the husband's strong in one area, the wife is strong in others, and it's not.
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's typical or not. You know, if I'm on the computer network and trying to fix technical things, you know, that's not, you know, a female or a male thing. You know,
right.
he may need me to lead in a certain area. And, you know, it's really just learning each other's gifts and flowing together in those gifts and enabling each other to be strong in the areas that we're strong.
Amen.
We live in a day where women have more opportunity than they used to have and are able to bring a new side of things to the relationship. We knew a couple that was up in Michigan, and the husband, every weekend, he'd be out trying to work on his car, trying to fix it, and he was terrible at it. It's funny, I kind of feel a little kindred spirit to that, because I know I grew up in a family where all of the men were mechanics.
Right.
Every weekend, they'd be taking engines out or transmissions. I was around it, so I can diagnose things. But when I would do it, things would go wrong. Let's just say I'd strip bolts and all kinds of things. Okay, so this man's up in Michigan, and he's doing this. He's trying to fix his car and failing at it miserably.
Right.
His wife offered a little bit, you know, maybe I can help, honey, you know, cars, you know, this is my area. This is what I do.
See, his daddy was the mechanic.
But gotcha. Watch this.
So he
watch
was
this.
The mechanic.
The wife was a mechanical engineer that worked for Cadillac in the General Motors division. She was a mechanical genius.
And he was trying to fix it.
And he was trying to fix it. Mm. You know what? It wouldn't have caused the earth to fall off its axis if that husband would say, honey, I'm having trouble with this water pump. What do you think I ought to do on this?
Right.
You know, there's a couple of things men generally don't do, and one is ask for directions.
Right.
or maybe ask for help when working on the car. But, you know, I'm looking at your outline here. I really love this, you know, tuning up your marriage, the lyrics of love, the beauty of blending. But a comment, I would love your thoughts on this verse. You know, in 1 Peter 3:7, it talks about men, you know, husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church. Being considerate because
love
you're heirs together of the grace of life. Then there's this little end.
So that nothing will hinder your prayers.
Yeah. That your prayers be not hindered.
Yeah.
You know, the way a husband treats his bride influences their connection with the Lord, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It's funny, we wrote a song around that. You can pull it up on YouTube.
Wrote it. It's my favorite song.
you can tell a lot about a man by the way he treats his wife is the name of it. And you can. You can tell. It says a lot about him. And we need to treat our wives in a considerate way. You know, they're the weaker vessel physically. You know, there are things that we certainly don't want to take advantage of that. In some areas, they're stronger than we are, you know, truth be told. But we need to be considerate of them. Because and the end of that verse is significant to me, that so that nothing will hinder our prayers, that our prayers actually could be hindered if we
don't.
Well,
talking about prayer, one of the things we share in this seminar is the power of learning to pray together every day.
Yeah.
And it not only brings down the divorce rate to almost zero, it actually, for Terry and I, even though we'd been together, you know, a long time, when we started really praying together and focusing on God
daily.
Together,
yeah, daily. Mm-hmm.
It changed our unity.
More than I would have thought, but that's how prayer is. It always gives you way more than you think.
Right.
God blesses it. I mean, he does, even if it's just, it may not seem like anything at the moment's happening. And I would say to folks out there that in any kind of prayer in churches, we only had like 5 or 6 people that showed up for prayer meeting. You keep praying and keep asking God and watch what he'll do.
That's what he does.
He will.
That's what we've seen worldwide is churches that really commit to that. Something happens in the spirit realm and God answers our prayers. When
Amen.
We are in agreement, according to Matthew 18, and we've just seen it change our lives in ministry.
Yeah.
And we encourage that.
So you guys have been married for 34 or more
36 years. And in the ministry, 34 years.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, see, you got your marriage settled.
Yeah,
got a good foundation going.
Yeah.
And then
we're on the right track.
Yeah, we're trying.
It's one of those things, and we'll be back with Dr. Alex McFarland, as well as Barbie and Terry Franklin. We're talking about their new project called Love Sings, The Artistry of Marriage. Stick around. Exploring the Word continues straight ahead on American Family Radio.
This is Pause to Pray. A moment each day to pray for our country's leaders.
Today we pray for Jay Clayton, Chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. As the leader of the SEC, Mr. Clayton oversees the enforcement of federal laws related to stocks, options, and securities. Romans 6:15 reminds us of the importance of living under the laws of the land. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? By no means. Right now, with this in mind, let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to guide Director Clayton as he works to ensure fair trade within America's financial markets. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pause to Pray is a service of the Presidential Prayer Team, a nonprofit, nonpartisan ministry dedicated to encouraging prayer for our nation's leaders. To learn more, go to pausetopray.org.
Most of us understand that Jesus came to save us, but Dr. Tony Evans says we're not always clear about what he came to save us from. He'll explain with the help of a personal story as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
When I was a water safety instructor training lifeguards how to save people, they were saviors related to a specific task, and that is folks who were drowning. It was not savior for everything, it was savior for drowning folks. Now, if a person was drowning, there may have been other things that needed to happen, but there was a primary thing that overruled everything else, and that was saving their lives from drowning, because that was the nature of that job description. Jesus has a job description, and that is to be a rescuer. But we are told in verse 21 what would be the issue of his rescuing. It says, "And he shall save his people from their sins." Jesus's primary and central rescuing mission is to rescue people from sin. One of the reasons he does not rescue us from a bunch of other stuff is because we don't allow him to rescue us from the main thing. All this other stuff that you and I wrestle with in our day-to-day life is in some way related to sin.
Learn more about the only way God has provided to solve the sin problem. Visit TonyEvans.org, click on the top menu, and follow the Jesus link. Tony has a video with a simple explanation and a life-changing invitation. Check it out today. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
You can tell a lot about a man by the way he treats his wife. Does he give an ear to listen? Does he try to see your side? Will he give a strong security and arms where she can cry? You see the times we feel like giving up.
Jim Stanley on Exploring the Word along with Dr. Alex McFarland. And our guests today are Barbie and Terry Franklin. I started to say Barry and Terry. I don't know where that was coming from.
And how about that Brent cute. Right there pulling up that song?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Nicely played.
Brent does that for me all the time.
Yeah.
He's used
so
to it. But that's what I was going to say is that was the song, one of the songs, and it was the one that Terry spoke about just a few moments ago. Alex, I know that I can't see you raising your hand or anything, so brother, you just jump in at any time, and I'll make way for you.
Thank you. And listen, I want to encourage people to go to their website. While we were sitting here, I was looking at the website of lovesings.com, and that's with an S on the end, lovesings.com. A great website, great ministry you guys are doing, and thank you at a time when we so need to affirm the family, especially in the minds of young people. You all are doing that, touching so many lives, so many age groups, and I just applaud what God has led you to do.
Well, thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Now, we're seeing the Lord do some really great things. These are great days, I have to say. It's exciting times, challenging times in our country and in our world. I mean, but it's time for we as believers to stand up, and Barb and I are seeing good things out there. I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, and do it together. And the thing that we love is coming down to AFA and joining you because we feel like you're all family. We are of the same heart. And you guys have just strong conviction and you live it out. And you're helping be salt and light in our nation. We did the devotional, as you mentioned, and just wanted to do that so we could just say, we love you.
Well, and we appreciate that a great deal. And we have known you guys for a long time.
It's been a long time, Jim.
During the break there, I was telling Terry that I didn't realize that after even knowing them as long as I did, that he had sang with the Gaither Vocal Band at one time.
Yeah, sure.
But I like the way that he pointed back to Barbie and said, but this is my full-time gig.
Yeah, I moonlighted during that. That was my moonlighting job. And I said, you know, I stayed with him 2.5 years, and then when Bill Gaither was on his feet well enough, I thought I could probably leave.
Did you?
Because I thought he could probably make it.
That was in the early 90s, so Terry had long hair.
Was it back in the mullet days?
Yes. It was definitely mullet, back in the mullet, and that's about 40 pounds.
And they let me sing a few times on the platform at the praise gatherings. But it was, the thing that God has shown us is that when we pray, and especially when we fast and pray, that the power, the dynamite power of God can move in and through our lives. And that's really what's going to change our nation.
Yeah.
And, you know, this marriage seminar, we pray, go all around the world and change people's lives. And Terry said, even if one couple is restored and healed or has a better marriage, we feel that, you know, we're grateful. But we really feel like it's even more than that. It's when couples get right with God and learn and get the foundation of the Word in their lives and the power of God through His Spirit, and then become not just a happy couple, because that's not what it's about. It's about when our song comes together
the last session
where we talk about find your mission together. Get on the same page.
We believe that God has a plan, not just for each individual, but for every marriage that's out there. God has a mission, something that you can do for God's kingdom. And I mean, it can be broad. It doesn't have to necessarily be working in the church or, you know, singing on the platform. It could be. It could be coaching a little league baseball.
Oof.
It could be. Now, here's a crazy one. And somebody out here right now that's listening to what I'm saying, There's a husband and a wife. They make really good money, and they're great at it. We know a couple right now that every month they sit down at the end of the month, and they agree on where to take a percentage of what they make and bless ministries around the world.
That's their ministry.
And that's their fun thing that they do as a couple. They agree on it. And I'm telling you, ministries...
Well,
ministries like American Family Association, thank God for folks like that.
See,
you know,
you were being serious, and I was going to say the Institute for the Betterment of Jim Stanley is available on any given month.
The foundation. That's right.
You can make that check to Love Sings.
That's right.
Guys, let me chime in here. I like what you say about God having a plan for every marriage. Yeah. And, you know, we often, you know, there are gospel tracts that say, you know, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, and we know for every individual He does, but I agree with you. God has a plan for marriage and for a couple, and as we grow in the Lord and grow with each other and become one. Speak to this, that when troubles come, whether it's financial struggles or family issues or whatever, even some of the deepest valleys of life, that doesn't mean it's time to throw in the towel, and it doesn't mean God has abandoned you. Talk about how even the ups and downs of the journey can begin to show us God's specific plan for a couple.
Yes, I think that there are times that we can be weakened in some ways in our marriage, and I don't mean that our marriage is having trouble necessarily, but we go through deep valleys, we go through challenging
trauma.
Things with our children, with health situations, with aging parents,
job loss,
financial things. But it's at those times that His strength is made perfect in our weakness, the scripture says, that we actually become stronger through our weakness because he is strong through us.
That's if we
right.
depend on him.
Yeah.
And I think as we went through this seminar and just shared, we're trying to apply the word to marriage and apply what we've actually applied and has worked. And what we've seen in other couples, not just here in the United States, because families and marriages have the same struggles all around the world. We've done marriage seminars in many other nations.
Yeah, I saw that you guys have been in 40 countries worldwide. That's huge. But now, one of the things that struck me a few moments ago, and I want to make sure that I don't misquote you on this. But one of the things you said is the target is not always just a happy marriage.
Right.
But actually goes much deeper than that. Break that down for us a little more, if you would.
Well, because we're not created to be self-centered. And it's not about just being happy in our marriage. But number one, it's about worshiping God and mm-hmm. becoming God-centered. And what does God want? I mean, we could be saying right now, well, you know, we're going to be retiring in I won't say how many years, which we won't ever retire. My dad didn't retire and he died at 89. So,
man.
But I think if we begin to recognize who God is and who God has created us to be, and we love him and worship him and listen to his Holy Spirit, we are no longer self-centered because we have his heart.
Mm-hmm.
He imparts his heart and mind to us, and we become ministers to the world. Whether you're called a minister or not, we're really all ministers. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that the pastors and the ministers of the church actually equip us to do the work of the ministry. And so everyone's called to do the work of the Lord.
Absolutely.
And so we ought to be able to, you know, say your wife feels strongly about working at the pregnancy center and you want her to,
mm-hmm.
but they're not paying her. And so a husband might feel so keyed into her mission and it becomes his mission too, that their mission as a couple is to help this situation at this pregnancy center. So he's working overtime so that she can do this work over here. So they're in essence on the same mission together.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I know that, I think for my wife and I, in our younger years, we've been married 28 years now, so we're not too far behind you guys, but we're there.
Yeah.
For us, early on, one of the things we had to decide was to take divorce out of our vocabulary.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, because things would get tough, and we would wonder how we would do X or Y. But one of the things she felt really strongly about was homeschooling our children.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided then, and I had a son from a previous marriage, and he was 5 or 6, and they taped him in his desk one day at school. And Whoa. So I felt like, I felt very strongly that it was time to bring him home, homeschool him too.
Yeah.
That saved me from going to jail, but nonetheless, but when you think about those things, it is something that you have to decide on as a couple. Now, hopefully, when you put these ingredients together mm-hmm. and when you balance these things, then there is happiness there because you're both doing what the Lord's called you to do.
That's right. And it's a work in progress. You discuss it and you communicate and then you pray. And if you don't agree, you pray some more.
Mm.
There's something about, though, in the scriptures, two by two, we know that phrase. There are couples in ministry that are just interesting to think about. You know, you think about Priscilla and Aquila.
Mm-hmm.
What an interesting couple. You know, here it was interesting that her name was mentioned first. That was kind of a strange thing, and we don't know the reasons why that was. People pursue that. But regardless, they were a couple.
Right.
Hey, let me ask you guys this.
Uh-huh.
Among millennials and younger, around late 20s, early 30 and younger, Studies show that, you know, marriage is not a real high priority on the list of, right. of a lot of them. Yeah. In fact, you know, the marriage rates seem to be declining. And in your opinion, what can the church do to encourage marriage, the idea of marriage and family and child rearing among young adults? What can we do to encourage them toward that?
You know, I hope talk up how good marriage is.
That's
because
right.
Amen. You know, I think it's
and
wonderful.
And be and have a good marriage.
Yeah. Mm. One thing that Barbie and I try to do, you know, it's all in how you focus on things. If you focus on the negative and talk about, you know, boy, what a drag, you know, my marriage is. And if you're with a group of guys, boy, my wife, you know, no, I've made a choice not to do that. Other guys may pursue that thing, but no, I'm grateful for the person I'm married to.
Amen.
I'm grateful for Barbie, and I hope she's grateful for me. Maybe someday she is. Some days she's not.
Some days more than others.
Some days
right?
more than others, right. Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah, one of the other interviewers. Right. Yeah, I forget one of the other interviewers said something about, you know, well, from the time that, you know, people get married, you know, they just, it's funny, the first 6 months, they don't even see any of the flaws of their spouse. Trust me, Barbie saw mine pretty quick.
So, Barbie, what kind of day is today? Are you for him or against him? No, not really. Don't answer that. Let me give you a phone number real quick, folks. Yeah. It's 877. No, it's not. No. I was about to give you
Triple
the Share-a-thon number.
589-8840.
That's right, Alex. Thank you for bailing me out. 888-589-8840. And we're going to let you guys ask some questions of Terry and Barbie Franklin today as they're in ministering with us. And we're talking about marriage and the artistry of marriage with Love Sings. It's a special project that they did do with AFA, and we're grateful for that. It's a 6-week video curriculum and a discussion guide to go along with it. It's great for a small group. It's great for Sunday school classes. You know, it's even great for Wednesday night prayer meeting if you have a couples class there. Mm-hmm. And guys, let me ask you this.
In fact, throw in there, Jim, they could go to afastore.net.
Well,
also.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, sir. AFA That's how you can get it, AFA
it's
Store.
It's only $25. I was like, that is a great price.
Yep.
Amen. And so could as we're thinking this through, I've been a pastor, and I have performed marriages for a lot of folks. How would this work as premarital counseling?
You know, never thought about it that way, but you certainly could.
It's a good foundation.
Certainly good. It's a good foundation because we're pointing to God's Word, mm-hmm. which that's always a good foundation
right.
there, and talking about communicating with each other. And so,
with her fiance read 25 marriage books before they got married.
Wow.
And I think really it's a good thing whether you're married or not to understand if you want to be married, mm-hmm. you know, to understand things and to pursue. I feel like, you know, as we're it's scriptural to think on things that are good.
Yes.
And we need to understand the good things God has. And wants us, how he wants us to thrive and apply what he's given us. He's given us so many tools to live by and to thrive in our marriages.
Alex, did you have a question?
Well, you know, the curriculum, session 3, they're all good. The dynamics of the heart, relaxing to the rhythm when our song comes together. The beauty of blending. I like that because you know what, when you do marry somebody, you marry the family, and you're going to need. There's a lot of blending over the years of schedules and time management and background, and then along comes looking after elderly parents and things like that. Wouldn't you say blending and number one, walking with the Lord and serving the Lord, but then truly loving each other and serving each other? That's a daily commitment, isn't it?
It's a daily commitment.
Absolutely.
Daily commitment. And you know what? Blending, it's interesting, Alex, that blending in singing, it involves someone singing the melody, but the person that's singing the harmony has to back off just a touch.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Just a touch. And one of the things that we use and we put it in the seminar, was that when you're singing, dropping the S's if you're singing harmony and the hard consonants.
So, folks, this is Exploring the Word on American Family Radio. Jim Stanley, Alex McFarland, along with Terry Barbie Franklin, with your phone calls next.
For nothing is hidden that will not come to light. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. The New York Times grudgingly admitted the FBI did, in fact, spy on the Trump campaign. They reported a woman had set up the meeting in September 2016 with George Papadopoulos under the false pretense of discussing foreign policy issues, but she was actually a government investigator posing as a research assistant. The FBI sent her as part of the counterintelligence inquiry. The Times added this is one previously unreported detail of the operation. What do you call a government investigator posing as a research assistant? A spy. That's a spy. But the Times doesn't really want to admit it.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner, or visit the podcast page at AFR.net for more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Mara Perry.
She refused to use the male pronouns or call me Jake. So what that did for me, that she didn't know at the time, that was like a tether to reality. God never let me forget who I was. And that was a radical thought to me, and I did not want to hear it at first. When I first heard it, it really kind of made me angry.
The Marriage, Family, and Life Conference is coming June 20th through the 22nd. Learn more and register at urbanfamilytalk.com.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
Alexa, play American Family Radio.
Welcome to the AFR Alexa skill.
Alexa, play the Today's Issues podcast from August 10th.
Do you want to play hour one or two?
Hour one.
This is Trivia Friday.
Click Just Ask Alexa at the bottom of the Alexa FAQ page at AFR.net to get started. Then use Amazon Alexa to access the programming of American Family Radio.
Did you know that it was the state of Massachusetts in 1852 that inaugurated the first statewide compulsory school system? By 1918, every state had compulsory attendance laws, with the idea that public schools provide a religiously neutral education for students.
Horace Mann advocated for compulsory education as the first secretary of the Massachusetts Board of Education and is considered the father of American public education. His curriculum featured the Bible as a tool to teach moral character, Judeo-Christian values, and responsible, virtuous citizenship. Mann also believed that the Bible should be taught without doctrine or theology. He said,
"Our system allows it to do what it is allowed to do in no other system, to speak for itself, but here it stops."
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C.
You're listening to Exploring the Word on American Family Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Exploring the Word here on American Family Radio. I'm Jim Stanley in for Brother Bert Harper, and also alongside Dr. Alex McFarland, who is in Colorado today. And I have to tell you, Alex, having been up there, and I understand you have some lovely views right now, that you're how high above sea level?
Well, Pikes Peak is 14,110 feet above sea level, and I'm probably about 3,000 feet below that. So,
whoa. You are way. I didn't realize you were that high.
He's high on life.
Are you having any altitude sickness? Because, I mean, that's where you start getting it.
I've got to be honest. I ran up a flight of stairs this morning, and I kind of did grab the rail because I felt a little swimmy headed, which is, that's how it is up here. But I'm out here teaching a course on apologetics and enjoying everything you guys stand for, because, you know, I often get asked about, you know, there's so many things, politics and culture and all that, and it's important, it all is. But as a Christian, if we can have godly homes, I mean, if we, like I said, become a champion for the family, that is the answer. The building of Christian homes, and it begins with a man and a woman who are committed to Christ and committed to each other, that is the solution.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, we're talking about Love Sings, The Artistry of Marriage with Barbie and Terry Franklin. It's a six-week video curriculum, and it is available at afastore.net. You may not be able to get Terry and Barbie to come to your church to do a seminar.
Well,
but
you
this
could
is,
try.
Well, no, I'm coming to that. But you could get this to help augment that.
Absolutely.
All right. However, Terry and Barbie are also available to come to your church.
We'd love to come.
And you can find out information on that at lovesings.com. Again, that's plural, lovesings.com. I almost sound like our friend Frank Turek. You know, when he's saying cross-examined with a D.
That's right. So it's
Love Sings with an S. And Alex, we're going to take some questions from some of our callers this afternoon at 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. First, we're going to talk to Arthur calling from North Carolina. Arthur, good afternoon and welcome to Exploring the Word.
Oh, good afternoon. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, Arthur, go ahead.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, I just have a quick question about, let's say, you know, when you're married and you move in with in-laws, how do you kind of deal with that?
Very carefully.
Yeah.
Well, we've often shared in our seminars that loyalty to your spouse first is very important. You need to honor your parents, but not necessarily obey them or do what they, you know, are asking, but you should be in agreement.
One thing that I tell you from our lives is that we live in Nashville, Tennessee, and after our boys graduated from college, they worked in the college town that they went to, and they weren't able to really get decent jobs there. And so both of our sons came to us and said,
at different times,
and said, would you and mom be okay if we moved in? They were married at this point. And they asked us, would it be okay if we moved back in with you guys for a time just so that we could get some good jobs? And thankfully, I was wise enough to say to both of them, first of all, Barbie and I talked, and she was fine with it. But I told them, I said, what do your wives think about this?
Mm-hmm.
Are they totally on board with this? You know, because that's a key. We didn't want to have, you know, starting out some kind of a, you know, rift in the relationship. And thankfully there wasn't.
So. And there can be issues that you deal with, but it's so important that your spouse, from both directions, senses your loyalty to them first.
Arthur, is that helping?
Yes, it is. And I guess it's just, I know it's so many ways you can look at it, but I guess on one side, to being on one accord is to be able to set boundaries and rules. And it just makes me wonder, do you try to set boundaries when you have adult, you know, either daughters or sons that move back home?
Arthur, I think there, what you're going to have to do is you would have to get with your spouse, and then as Barbie and Terry said, you would get to make sure that your children were okay with their spouses. For me personally, I know when we were young in our marriage, we did live with my wife's parents for a short while, and they were very respectful of our privacy. And at the same time, we tried to be very respectful of theirs.
Right.
And that's hard to do sometimes.
Yeah.
And if we got into a tiff, they tried to let us work that out together and saying, well, I do this. And so now we've come full circle.
Right.
And my mother-in-law lives with us.
Right.
And so it's the same way. Mm-hmm. Her husband went home to be with the Lord last year.
Sure.
And so there's been some tough adjustments for her. But like you guys said, and Alex, I think you would agree as well that it is one of those things that you do have to have those parameters and that you do have to have.
Yes,
and Arthur, I think boundaries are a good thing.
And really, let me just say this. Have an open, very respectful conversation and agree on the parameters beforehand. You know, because it is hard. Few houses are big enough for two families.
Amen.
True.
And I would encourage, if you're going to do this, and I know for life situations, jobs and school, you know, there are times when, you know, you need to live with in-laws, but try not to leave it open-ended. Try to set a realistic time frame.
I was thinking the same thing, Alex.
I was going to say establish your move-in date.
Right.
But also establish
a reestablish
your move out.
Well, let's reassess this right. in 3 months or
we
whatever.
We encouraged our sons and their wives not because we didn't like them in our home. We really actually loved it.
We did.
Because we got to know the girls a lot mm-hmm. better. But we encouraged them to establish, you know, once they got the jobs, that they would find an apartment
right.
or a home, you know, so they could move out. Sure. And it wasn't because we were kicking them out, but it was the loving thing to do to encourage them, just like a mama giraffe kicks the little baby to get it up right. on its feet.
You weren't that bad.
Well, I don't know. That sounds like something I do.
Right. Let's get up and make your bed before you leave.
That's yeah. right. Well, yeah, there's something else there, too. Let's go to Betty in Arkansas. Betty, good afternoon, and welcome to Exploring the Word.
Well, greetings, my brothers and sisters in Jesus. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to bring something to your attention. First, Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. I believe that's talking about fornication, forbidding to marry. And it said to witness, this is so normal in our society today. It's really sad. And so many people just live in chaos all the time by living with a person and then getting an argument and leaving and then getting with someone else. And it just destroys our whole communities. And I'm sorry to say, it's even prevalent in our churches.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead,
Barbie. We have found that even in the surveys and studies that have been done, couples that have lived together before they got married are not as happy after they get married as couples who have waited mm-hmm. to, mm-hmm. You know, and kept themselves pure before they are married, until they marry. So, you know, it is a problem, and it's something that, you know, I think a lot of churches would agree with you on that, the ones that are sound in doctrine and staying with the word. Yes, it is. Yeah. It's a sad situation, and you know, we would try to discourage that if the listening ear was there.
Alex, you have anything to weigh in on that?
Well, you know, the 1 Timothy 4:3, I'm glad the caller brought that up. One of the things that a lot of people think might be a precursor to the last days, although I don't right. know for sure, but one of the things that's definitely part of a society that's drifting away from God is the breakdown of the family. And the redefinition of marriage and gender confusion.
Yeah.
And, you know, I applaud the ministry you're doing and everything. Listen, we're all about marriage and the family. But we need to pray for a Holy Spirit move of God to draw people back to truth.
To truth.
I mean, truth about marriage and right. fidelity and character and child rearing. But even truth about gender
right.
and mm-hmm. and human sexuality. And you know, I'll just throw this out there, and we still have time for a few more calls, 888-589-8840. I really think that the breakdown of the family and the weakening of marriage is a spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the devil has tried to destroy the home, to obstruct the gospel, and see millions of souls lost. And I think we really need to not only model marriage and fight for it, but pray and fervently intercede for it.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Betty, thanks for your call this afternoon. You know, guys, a little bit ago, one of the things that I think Alex mentioned and you guys commented on as well is the fact that it seems that this generation and other generations, it's been prevalent, you know, throughout time. So I'm not just picking, but it seems like in this generation, common law marriage
mm-hmm.
is more. And by that, I say that it's just simply the fact that they're living together.
Right.
You know, they have children. They live together. They want to be together. But they don't want to go ahead and take that final commitment to say, we're going to marry.
Right. Right.
And so I think we have to, I think at some point we do have to go back and point back to the biblical model of what marriage is, and not just what the definition or what, you know, at one time it would have been taboo for two folks to live together and not be married. And then it became, well, you know, kind of, and now it's just accepted.
Well, I think, you know, I remember back when James Dobson was on Focus on the Family and he was talking about disciplining your children, and he said, you know, you have to work on the heart issue because, you know, you could discipline a kid and make them sit down if they want to stand up. But in their heart, if they're still standing up, the job isn't done.
Right.
And what's happening is all across America, people may still obey the rules, but they're standing up inside. And what we need is a holy revival and awakening across our nation. Yeah. And that's only going to start with
prayer.
And
I would add, and coupled with, back to an understanding of the scriptures as foundational, authoritative in our lives, because just read Romans 1.
Right.
Romans 1 has such specific things about sexuality that, I mean, you have to undo the English language to be able to say that it's not saying what it's saying.
That's right.
I mean,
right.
It's very clear. And
And it's not just a number one bestseller.
Right.
As it has been for, you know, for decades.
Right.
But it is actually the principal book that we should go to for life.
Yes.
Let's talk to Jerry calling from Georgia. I think she's got a great question for us this afternoon. Jerry, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Well, thank you very much. Hi, Barbie. Hi, Terry.
Is this Jerry down in Georgia?
It sure is.
How about
no
that?
No way.
I thought I recognized your voice. Hey, it's good to hear from you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Hey, I'm glad to hear y'all are doing so great. My question was kind of a funny one. You're trying to be a really good wife, right? Real obedient to your husband, submit. And he makes a decision that you don't agree with. What do you do from that point, Barbie?
Strangle them.
Don't quote her on that.
See, I thought maybe educate your man was going to come out.
Well, you know, it's hard if they haven't listened or, you know, and I'm... there's so many contexts that this could be in. I would say that there's a decent amount of suffering for either a husband or a wife who is dealing with someone who doesn't want to negotiate a solution between them and the Lord, because really it's all about what does God want, not what we want. And so, you know, I think priority-wise, you have to... You know, certainly there's biblical issues in dealing with something like that. But I would say, you know, the woman who can stand and not necessarily agree with what her husband has done and yet continue to cry out to God to bring him to a place where he can recognize the mistake he's made and to be willing to say, Lord, am I wrong?
Yeah.
I did not ask for this. I did not agree with this. This is destroying us. It is destroying me. Whatever the situation, it may not be that intense, but to just say, God, help me through this and get counsel. I mean, have, you know, get support around you, not just friends that are going to agree with you, but people that know the word and know how to pray through situations where a couple isn't in agreement.
I like that, because one of the things you just said is be willing to be wrong oneself,
right?
Not just the husband where he did it without 100% agreement from the wife, or the wife has done something without 100% agreement from the husband. And I would also add just one line, and I am by no means a marriage counselor. You know, one of the things that Terry said during the break is that he wasn't a theologian. Well, let me be clear. I'm not a marriage counselor.
Yeah.
But be careful not to go back and say, I told you so.
Right.
Amen. Never say that.
Amen.
All right, folks. Well, this has been Exploring the Word, and we have been talking about Love Sings, the Artistry of Marriage with Barbie and Terry Franklin. You can find your copy at afastore.net, afastore.net, or go by Love Sings. That's plural, lovesings.com. Guys, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, God bless the work you're doing.
Thank you,
thank
Alex.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, stick around. We've got more great stuff, including Washington Watch, coming your way here this afternoon on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.